If you would turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 10. And if you would stand as we read from God's holy word, let us pray before we begin. Lord, we thank you for your word. Please speak to us today through it. May we hear its truth and may our eyes be opened. Bless us, Lord. Even with your protection through the ministry of angels. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the word of the Lord. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child to himself and set him before them. And he said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks, for it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come. But woe to that man through whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be cast into the eternal fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be cast into the fiery hell. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Amen. You may be seated. This morning we're going to look a little bit at this section as a whole, but we're going to have a special focus on verse 10, and I'm going to read that one more time. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think about when you think about angels? You know, there's some really interesting thoughts that go around in our society, a lot of speculation or myths. I've seen some pretty interesting TV shows as people speculate. We've seen in cartoons and still to this day shows that talk about them as kind of like a little red guy with horns and a tail on one shoulder and then another one with a white robe and a halo on the other one whispering into either ear. And there's some truth to that probably as we get messages from angels. That's what angel means. It means messenger, and they certainly come and communicate a message, and we've got good and evil angels, and so there's some truth to that, but we think of fallen angels then, with this caricature of them being in a red suit with horns and a pointed tail and a pitchfork. And yet Scripture tells us, actually, that Satan, the head of those fallen angels, he masquerades as an angel of light. And so that's not a totally accurate depiction, maybe showing more what he's actually about than how he often appears to us. We think of maybe a lot of the murals that you would see on cathedral ceilings or on cards or some decorations where angels look like chubby little naked babies with wings flying around or something like that. In fact, the angels that are described and the different heavenly beings that are described in the Bible are fierce, holy beings that bring fear into humans' hearts when they encounter them, not quite like these seemingly helpless little angels flying around. We think of that especially on Valentine's Day, I suppose, as they would try to go and shoot arrows of love at different people. And so we think of a lot of different things with angels. Another one that is common is that people believe that often that when someone dies, if they're a good person and they're going to be going to heaven, that they become an angel. And particularly we hear that in regards to the death of a child. People believe that that a child, when they die, will especially become an angel in heaven. But in fact, in Scripture, they are completely separate beings, created at different times with different purposes. They are not human beings who are now in heaven. We are not told that we are going to gain wings or become angels. In fact, it says, Scripture tells us that for a little while we are lower than the angels, we're distinct from them, but later on, when we are in heaven, we will even be in a greater position than them. And so it's actually a demotion if you call somebody an angel when they go to heaven. Not to put down angels, as you'll see how important and wonderful they are in our life. But we are distinct beings created separately and differently than them. In fact, angels cannot reproduce. They are not male and female. They are just different than us. And so as we look at this, we need to clear up some of these things. But also we need to become aware of what is going on around us. You see, angels are not just up in heaven. And demons, fallen angels, are not just down in hell waiting for you. In fact, Scripture describes them as being active around our world. And as we look at this verse and we hear that these little ones that Jesus is talking about, these little children, each have their own angels, and maybe even many angels given to a single child, and that they are actively at work and also going before the Father on behalf of these children. And so as we look then at this, we are going to see two things actually, guardian angels and guarding children. So first, guardian angels. You see, we actually need guardian angels because of the fallen angels that are around us, the devil and demons, Satan, the ones who were cast out of heaven. They are prowling around this world, and specifically Satan is described as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour in this world. They are at work around you every day, whether you realize it or not. There are demons, including Satan himself, prowling around this earth, trying to cause you trouble. They will tempt you, as we heard about them whispering in your ears. He is the great deceiver, the liar, and he will put thoughts in your head. He will whisper in your ear. He will tempt you. But he will also cause you trouble, physical trouble. And we're going to see an example of this as we talk about Job in a little bit. But we can see that when the devil gets his way, he will impact your body, your life, the circumstances around you. And so what I want to encourage you to think about is that when mishaps in your life happen, like a flat tire or a car swerving in front of you, or these things, you tripping and falling down the stairs, there's a good chance that in one way or another, a demon is responsible for this. And ultimately, all of these problems are due to the devil's poisoning of this world, as he came to Adam and Eve and caused them to sin and brought all this trouble on the world. But even now, to this day, he is at work trying to hurt as many people as he could. He's aiming his arrows and darts all around, trying to create chaos, trying to hurt you. His work is death, deception, and chaos. And as we are in the midst of this, we are being encouraged in this passage to pray for God's help and for his protection as we think about the need for angels protecting us. But God has placed angels to protect us. And so as we look around our world and we see that we are preserved oftentimes from mishaps. You could say, well, Pastor, not everything is always going wrong. And that's exactly right. Praise the Lord. Because his angels are here protecting us and allowing this world to more often than not go the way that it's supposed to go. And so when mishaps almost happen, I want to encourage you to think, an angel protected me. God is working to keep me safe. Now, maybe you've got some stories in your life that you can think of that are pretty spectacular. I want to share a couple from my life in a moment. But I just want to say that even when you don't realize that you are being protected, you are. This verse is kind of shocking that we can sit here and think that every one of these children has their own guardian angel. Isn't that a shocking idea that we are being protected regularly all the time from angels? Even you adults, I want to point out. All those of you especially who are believing in the Lord, you are his children, and the angels are particularly protecting you. But a couple stories here. When I was a little baby, my parents had gone to a marriage counseling, or kind of a parenting class, I guess it was, and they had learned you should let your baby cry in the crib for a certain amount of time and let them cry it out, calm themselves down. And this is a working theory that they had encouraging them to do this. And my dad is thinking, we got to do this. I'm going to follow this to the T. And my mom's thinking, can you hear this boy screaming? I'm screaming in the other room in my crib, screaming bloody murder, and my mom is going nuts. And my dad convinces her to just wait it out for a while, and eventually it just got unbearable, and I was getting louder and louder, and my mom ran around the corner, and I had somehow, they didn't know I could do this, but I had somehow climbed out of the crib. I must have been very young that this was shocking. But I had fallen headfirst out of the crib, but my ankle had gotten stuck between the rails of the crib, and I was dangling from my ankle, flailing my arms and screaming, and my mom ran in there, and she swears to this day that an angel helped me get caught and was holding on to me because it did not make sense, you know, with those vertical slats that somehow I was actually still hanging and I didn't land on my head. And an even more impressive story, because maybe you could write that off as chance or something. My little sister, when she was a toddler, was out in the driveway. And my parents, or one of them, must have, I think it was my mom, must have just gotten home and the car was in the driveway. And it had not gotten put in, the parking brake had not been put on. It was a manual. And so it was in neutral. In the driveway, and for some reason, even though the driveway was slanted, it hadn't rolled right away. But my sister went behind the car, and the car started rolling backwards. And she is a little tiny girl, like probably two or three, and she stopped the whole car by herself. And my mom came out, and she was holding the car up on this sloped driveway. And she swears there was an angel standing back there holding that car from rolling over her. What an amazing thing. My grandpa once noticed that a car had fallen on his neighbor. And back in those days, cars were made out of steel. They were heavy. And this was not a small car. And he went and somehow was able to lift this car by himself off of his neighbor and get him out. Do you think there was an angel intervening there? Because I sure do. And so in your everyday life, I want you to realize that when mishaps happen, there are probably demons at work, either causing people to sin against you or just causing misfortune to come upon you. And when you are being protected, every day that you are safe, and when you experience something like that, you can say, praise the Lord. And thank you for protecting me. And you can think of those angels that the Lord has tasked to protect you. And this is no little thing. Again, this is not just a chubby little flying baby with wings. These are amazing creatures that God has given us. You know, when God's people were being pressed by the Assyrian army And I believe it was King Hezekiah was being taunted by this massive army that was going to come in and crush them. The Lord promised that not one arrow would even fly against them. And then God's people didn't even have to fight. One single angel came in and defeated 185,000 of the mightiest warriors on the planet. He wiped them out, and they did not even get an arrow off. One angel. And you, dear children of God, are being protected by, at minimum, one of God's angels. What an amazing thing. You know, an interesting thing about how this works is that God protects us with these angels. And as you think about it, you might wonder why then sometimes, if God is protecting us, if there's an angel here who's so capable, if he's standing there, then why are there sometimes troubles that still come upon me? And I think there's a few reasons for this. Part of this is that God wants to chastise people at times. And when we are sinful, when we are not trusting in the Lord removes his protection. And the devil and his workers are able to do the work that they're constantly trying to do. They want to just murder everyone on the planet all the time. They just want a heap of bodies. And the only reason they're not is because God is protecting us. But sometimes God allows them to do their work in order to bring judgment against sin. Sometimes it's so that we don't become cocky and secure in ourselves and think that we don't need to worry. We don't need to trust God anymore. But when trouble comes upon us, then we cry out to the Lord, which is what he wants. He wants us to trust in him. He also wants us still to see that this is not our home. We're not meant to live in this broken world. And if we get too comfortable here, we're going to think this is what it's all about. But you know, we are citizens of heaven. He wants us to yearn for heaven. And we can see that even with the example of Job, the Lord was protecting him and prospering Job. And Satan came and wanted to hurt Job. And for reasons that we don't totally understand, God allowed him to strike Job. It wasn't until God lifted his protection that he could even touch Job's body or his possessions or his family or any of these things. But God maintained control of the situation, and he did it for a purpose. And so we ought to trust God in the midst of this, cry out to him. We should also recognize that God is guarding children. He has a deep, deep love for children. He invites them to come to sit on his lap. You know, he loves these children and all of you so much that he gave up his life. He laid down his life for all of us sinners. And he calls us not to despise them or to reject them, but to see that he treasures them. We are to love our own children. You know, if we only had this passage talking about how great children are, we could rightly say that this is the best, most important job in the world. To love our children, to not despise them, but to train them up in the Lord, to protect them, to be a part of this ministry to children. And we're not to think that we are better than these kids, but we are to become like them, to humble ourselves, to know that we are needy, that we need God's protection, provision, forgiveness, and grace in all of our life. And if it isn't enough to just encourage you to love these children and not despise them, the Lord gives you a shocking picture that there's an angel who protects that child, who goes before the face of God every day, a fierce, holy warrior. That should make you realize that God is serious about this. He does not take this lightly. You should feel ashamed and a little afraid if you are despising children. You should feel really afraid, to be honest. But you should also be comforted knowing that God gives these angels to protect the little children and to protect you. Give thanks. Don't be cocky. And pray for God's protection in our world. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your ongoing care for us in this world. This world would just come undone at the seams if you weren't holding it together and allowing us general peace in this world and protection with your angels and your care daily. And Lord, we see, though, that there is a whole lot of trouble in this world and that the devil is throwing fits and trying to hurt us on a regular basis. May we daily recognize that and not take him lightly, but recognize the danger he can cause. And in realizing that, may we put our trust in you. May we ask for your angel to be near us, to protect us. May we protect children and raise them to know you and to recognize the spiritual things that are going on around them, to tell them of the love of Jesus for them. Lord, be with each and every one of us. In your name we pray. Amen.